Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we got to start with a little story. Something that's been going on here that we were debating whether or not to talk it about on the air, and we decided that we would bring it up on the air. A few days ago, I got into the office, and I walked over to my desk, and I opened up the top drawer, and what did I find, Gator?
What did you find?
I found an envelope.
Oh, an envelope.
I didn't recognize, and I started to open it, and then I flipped the envelope around, and it had someone else's name on it.
So you didn't, you started to open it before you checked to see if there was
anyone? Yeah, it was a bad move. It was the first thing
I thought the same thing, Gator.
Yeah, I wasn't proud of that moment, but I realized this was not for me, so I put it back.
You did not look at the contents?
Oh, I saw the contents.
Okay. Right.
And it was some cards.
Greeting cards?
Well, it looked like, I thought it were like baseball trading cards I thought. And then, so I immediately thought, okay, this is Kang or Evan. And I asked Kang about it, and he said, yeah, that's me. And he said, why'd you open it? And I said, I screwed up. I didn't see the name until.
Like the accusation flying right away. Why'd
you
open
it? Yeah, look, I was, you know, but whatever. So this is the backdrop to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, it was in my desk. And so I thought somebody had left something for me, because people leave stuff for us, like the front off at the front
desk.
Yeah.
Cheryl
will take it and drop stuff off back here all the time. Anyway, long story short, Kang takes it and puts it in his backpack. Okay. And it turns out they were basketball cards, not baseball cards, and you got them for somebody here in the building.
Yeah. Someone that used to work here, actually, doesn't work here anymore, but he knew, you know, he knows I collect cards and things like that. And he has a son, and his son's like, wanted some Kobe Bryant cards,
yep.
Kobe Bryant rookie cards. And I'm like, yeah, I got you, man. What do you need? So I sent him a picture of a bunch of cards I had. He picked out a couple, three cards. And I said, I'll bring them to the station, come up to the station this week, and they'll be here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I put them in an envelope, sealed the envelope, put his name on it, and I put it in your desk drawer because I don't have a desk here, and I do have like my headphones on your bottom drawer. So
this is a travesty that you don't have a desk here.
Yeah, it is, but different story. But anyways, for a different day.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
So, and Doug, you've said before, I don't even remember. He's like, yeah, you could use, you know, my desk if you need to, whatever. So I just put them on top there. I didn't tell you, though, in your defense. I did not tell you that did that.
And I just thought it was Cheryl dropped something off. Anyway, long story short, you put them in the backpack.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I took them. I put them in my backpack because the whole fiasco, he opened them, Gator, like a reckless person, I thought.
Yeah, very reckless.
But anyways, I took them away because I'm like, you know what? That was weird. I'm just going to take these and put them in my backpack, and I'll wait for him to come up here and pick them up.
You then proceed to go home, and you can't find them.
Yeah, so he ends up texting me and says, I'm going to come up there. I'm like, I got it. I go to my backpack and look for him, Doug, Gator. They're gone. Like, they went to some kind of other portal or something, or did I drop them? Did it fall out of my backpack? I went through my backpack, 20 to 30, maybe more than that times through every single pocket I could imagine. It's like a back, it's not a regular backpack. It's a North Face. It has all these compartments. Like Gator, like you golf, it's like a golf bag with all these just different zippers everywhere, right?
Yeah, because that's the thing. Is it you've got a million zippers in a golf bag. Each one is supposed to be for something. And then they all end up being just junk.
Yeah. So I went through every pocket. Yeah. I'm like, this is gone. This is unbelievable. I cannot find this.
So this goes on for 2 days. And we watch him. He's retracing his steps to see where that backpack had been and where the cards could have possibly fallen out.
I started looking in the break room refrigerator. I don't know.
Yeah. Why not?
At this point.
Yeah.
I looked behind
desk. Was it in the crisper drawer?
Underneath thing. I went to the break room. I went to the front where the mail is.
Did you go to the bistro?
Yeah, but that was for food.
Right. And today he walks in, he sets down the backpack and says, I want you to look through my backpack.
Sometimes like, you need a new set of eyes.
Yeah, new set of eyes.
But I'm thinking to myself, this is what we do when we lose stuff. You're looking in places you've already looked, right? And I open up the main pocket. I take some stuff out. I'm like, you sure I can go? And he's like, yeah. And I, like the third pocket I open, there they are. I pull them out. And I'm like, dude, I felt like a hero. And he's like, I know. They've been there the whole time. I never opened that pocket. I'm like, what?
I'm an idiot.
Wow.
User error.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Two things. One, wow, that you let Doug think for half a second that he was the hero of the day, and he wasn't. And B, it was there all along.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I'm an idiot,
the bag,
dude.
The like, whole time.
Yeah.
In one of those pockets. I mean, I get it, dude. I get it. I've gone in my golf bag looking for, hey, where do they have that? They don't have a sleeve of balls. Where are they in? And you go through the entire bag. Like, what the hell am I doing? You start taking all the clubs out. You're shaking the bag upside down. You can't find it. And then, like, next time you go out, you unzip a pocket. Oh, there it is.
You ever drop something on, like, your living room floor, and then you can't find it, but you know you just dropped it? There's nowhere else it could be.
Yep.
And you've searched the entire living room floor.
Yep.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I'm accusing the dog of doing things she shouldn't have done, that she didn't do. You're probably accusing your kids of taking something. But trying not to be accusatory. There's like that tone that you have to take.
Yeah.
You got to walk it. Like, hey, kids, did anybody see some keys on the floor that you took?
Yeah, at one point I said, Kenny, give it back or I'm going to kill you.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry, Kenny.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Proud of you.
Talk about monkey off your back.
I know, but
it's
what's
like relief, man.
What's crazy about that is
they weren't expensive, by the way. It was just the point.
This is why you go back and look in places you've already looked.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've lost something and you do things like you look in the refrigerator for your car keys, or you go back. I know I've already looked on the table where I keep them, but I'm going to look again.
Check the pockets again.
Kang missed one pocket on his North Face. How many pockets are in that backpack? Like 10? Like 10 different zippers?
How many zippers you got there, Kang?
In that backpack.
You want me to actually count?
Yeah, yes. Why don't you do that? Because whatever the number is, subtract one, and that's how many zippers he looked into.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, I mean, so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then there's 9. There's pockets.
There's pockets
inside.
On the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got 9 pockets, and he looked in 8 of them. Congratulations.
Ridiculous.
So when the person came here to the station to pick up the cards, did they know the story or no?
Yes, I told him. I'm like, listen, man, I don't have the cards. You're not going to believe this. I don't know where they are. They're in my backpack, I think.
And then they found them, and now you can make his son.
Yeah, I just told him I'm embarrassed. I have the cards. Don't ask.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Yep. So. Well done, my friend. All right, Michigan, Michigan State. Want your predictions. Who's going to win this game and why? What's the path to victory for the Spartans, Wolverine fans? You've seen the best and worst of your team. Probably in the last 2 weeks, USC and Washington. 248-539-9797. It is Carson Anderson. We'll start talking about the game next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. I think it's going to be a close game. I think 28-24 Michigan. And I think it has to do with Michigan State, I think, is going to give Michigan their best, biggest roundhouse shot. Childs is a problem. Nick Marsh is a problem for any defense. And I think this game can lend itself to that superhuman out-of-body experience where you separate from the physical world and exist on a parallel plane for 60 minutes and do things. And the prime example, recent prime example, is Rocky Lombardi to Ricky White in the game in the COVID year in front of nobody at the Big House. I was there. But I think, you know, the best version of Michigan State, I think, shows up on Saturday. And I think this is a close, close football game. And if you're in Michigan's case, you know, you just find a way to try to win the game. Like there's, you know, you look at the rest of the schedule, Michigan's playing for, whether you think it's legitimate or not, Michigan's playing to get to that play-in game against Ohio State. Their goals right now, if they are 9-2 going into the last game against Ohio State and they beat Ohio State, that becomes a strong playoff resume. Now, the fact is, I love when people say, oh, is that going to be enough to get in the playoff? I don't know. Tell me what everybody else does.
Right.
You can't do that until you know who you're being considered against and what their resumes look like.
You start looking at all the one loss teams and then all the two loss teams. There's some really good teams out there with two losses. And when you have two really tough conferences like the Big Ten and the SEC, there's still a lot of cannibalism that has to come. And we might see three loss team make the playoff. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I think we might see it this year because there's some really quality college football teams out there. But what it really does is it creates an interesting conversation when they start having those conversations about the college football playoff and who belongs and who doesn't. And then you get the at-large teams that have, you know, done all that they can. A BYU, for instance, or a South Florida or whatever, Georgia Tech, these teams have done all that they can. And if they end up being undefeated or with one loss, they're going to have a strong argument, even though there'll be teams from the SEC with three.
So, you know, you look at the environment. I think it's if you're Michigan State, you're crafting whatever you can to get off to a fast start. I think that would be important for Michigan State. And if you're Michigan, you know, and you get off to a fast start, am I wrong in saying that the Spartans are teetering a little bit?
They are. No, you're not wrong at all about that. And I think you're 100% right that State's got to get off to a fast start. And we've seen them do that. They come down and they score on the opening drive. It's like that's part of the DNA. Also part of the DNA is to then, you know, not do much after that, which is sad. But they've scored on that first drive a ton. And they did it against Indiana with a prolific drive that only ended in 3 points. But they eventually took the lead 10-3 in that game, too, in the first half. If State can get off to that good start and have Michigan frustrated and struggling, then, you know, the second half is going to be really important for Michigan State to show up, which is something that they haven't done. They haven't done enough of. And that concerns me the most, because that to me is, it's either one of two things. Either your guys have just completely spent everything they possibly could and they've run out of gas, or that the coaching staff hasn't made adjustments. They had no answer in the second half. They thought, let's just keep doing what's working. And then, you know, it doesn't, because the other team goes into halftime and makes those adjustments. So that's a concern. But if Michigan State's going to have a chance, they're going to have a lead at halftime, and they're going to have to show up for four quarters. I mean, all 60 minutes. They can't take anything off, because the second they do, other teams have taken advantage of it and put them in their place. I, like you, think it's going to be closer than what the spread says. I think I heard him say this morning it's 14.5 points. I don't see that. I do see Michigan winning, but I think it's going to be more along the lines of 31-23.
So as we talk about, you know, each team and their vulnerabilities, we mentioned fast starts. If you just take a look at the Power Four Power Four programs, like the big, you know, throwing out Central Michigan and New Mexico from Michigan's resume, and just looking at the big teams, these are Michigan's opponents' opening possessions. Scott, Oklahoma, 12 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Nebraska, 10 plays, 75 yards, turnover on downs inside the five. Wisconsin, 12 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Their only touchdown of the game. USC, 11 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Washington was the first opponent they made punt on their opening possession. And, you know, teams come out with the scripted drives, and with the, you know, Nebraska game, they did a good job defensively, especially after the half. Washington game, they did a great job defensively against a very dangerous offense. The USC game was a defensive mess. And, you know, if you're a Michigan fan, and I tend to think it's an outlier, but we'll find out. Oklahoma was really good. And Oklahoma, you know, was healthy at the time. And Mateer was healthy at the time. And that was an impressive drive. So that first drive might be really telling. It might be, if Michigan State's been coming out of the gate fast and Michigan has been giving up long drives, therein lies the formula for State to keep this game within striking distance on a day where they're a heavy underdog.
Well, and to feed into that, Michigan State against Boston College had a, I think it was 11 play, 80 yard touchdown drive against USC. I think they had an opening, I believe it was a 75 yard touchdown drive against UCLA. They had a long drive as well for, I believe it was a touchdown in Indiana. They had a long drive that was a field goal. The only game against a quality opponent that they didn't score in the first drive was Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, start looking at the like opponents too. Michigan State played pretty well against Nebraska for a while and then collapsed, but it was 38-27. Michigan State against UCLA, 38-23. They lost.
Michigan hasn't played UCLA.
I keep confusing UCLA with Washington. My bad. USC, Michigan State scored 31 points against USC.
Yep.
And they were hanging with them for a while, and then things got a little out of hand in the second half, and they lost to 45-31. So they have a couple of those common opponents that you can take a look at and say, okay, let's where do we match up in a good way, and where do we have to shore up?
Here's the other thing about this rivalry and why it won't surprise me if it's close. And the Michigan players have talked about this and acknowledged. They went down to Columbus last year in a they have zero chance to win this game, and they won the game. And they have talked about, we know what it's like when everybody's telling you, or when people are telling you, you can't win, and we're not, they're guarding against the susceptibility of that. And it's something to be cognizant. It's a rivalry, and college football is going to college football again this weekend. And by that, I mean, something's going to happen that people don't expect. It happens all the time. And it's just, where will college football strike next? And I think this is going to be a close football game. But 248-539-9797. I'd like to get your predictions in here on the Carson Anderson program. Michigan and Michigan State. There are tickets on the secondary market now below $100 if you want to, if you're thinking about going. The prices have come down a little bit. So maybe if you keep waiting, I don't know, but you don't want to wait too long if you're thinking about pulling the trigger on the secondary market. Doug in Rochester says 38-3 Michigan. Next one. I'm a lifelong Michigan State fan and alum. I hope Michigan State gets their doors absolutely blown off Saturday. I want Coach Smith and this pathetic roster to feel the embarrassment and the fans to have felt and the fan has felt his entire tenure.
His entire tenure of,
19 games or right. Whatever it is.
I don't look, anybody can feel the way they want to feel.
Yep.
I'll tell you how I feel about hearing somebody feel that way. Yep. As a Spartan. It bothers me. Look, things will work itself out. If he's not the right guy, I have full confidence that Jay Batt is going to say, we're going to go in a different direction, and he'll do that at the appropriate time. But if wanting Michigan State to lose against Michigan is ridiculous, no matter how bad the team looks, you never want Michigan State to lose to Michigan, ever, if you're a Spartan. It just, that's not how it works.
Well,
so I don't know what this guy's thinking.
I mean,
you want to change it, coach? Got it. That can still happen if they beat Michigan.
It can. If you trust in Jay Batt to do the right thing, if you like the guy, then I suspect, the results of games can be misleading or fool you, but I'm struggling getting used to this world where nobody gets to and I shouldn't. I'm having this weird battle with inside me. These guys are well compensated.
Yeah, they're very well compensated.
But here's something to consider, okay? I'll bring up something we didn't bring up yesterday. If you are this guy and you're rooting for a changeover, something to consider. We will get to that today at 10:31. And it goes to Michigan fans. I mean, I think there's some people of Michigan that are like, oh, we need to change a coach. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so we got the text from Change the Coach Guy. And as you like to say, as we like to say, you know, as fans, you can do whatever you want. You can feel however you want. The only thing that we recommend is that you, I mean this with all sincerity, and it applies even more this weekend, to treat each other with respect. For those that are going to be on campus tomorrow, treat the visitors with respect. And if you are a guest, if you are a visitor, act respectful. Don't be a moron. But anyway, Gator, you can feel however you want. I'm trying to figure out if this particular coaching cycle this year is the way it's going to be moving forward, with quick triggers and coaches jettisoned in mass numbers early. Do you think this is going to be an atypical type of off or season in terms of coaching changes? Or do you think this is the way it's going to be moving forward?
I think this is, it strikes me as atypical. I get that teams now have funding from all over the place that now emboldens them to do really whatever they want. So, but there's some staggering numbers out there. I think really what's going to end up happening is you're going to see coaches that get hired in try to find a way to really solidify that contract standing, that it's all going to be paid, that there's no, you know, there's a buyout, you're buying out the remainder of the contract. So I think there's maybe a difference from that regard, but I can't think that this is going to be the norm to see guys with more than, you know, $50 million or more left on a contract to be fired. We'll see what happens. What's Brian Kelly's deal in LSU? I mean, always curious to see what happens there, because that's kind of a crazy fan base. No matter how successful they are, it's not good enough if you don't win the national championship. And with Billy Napier gone from Florida, does that open up the door for them to want to say, you know what, we're going to go with this guy. He's younger and, you know, he's been here before.
Well, as you take a look at the open jobs. Sorry.
I was going to ask you, do you feel like this is?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, because I don't know that this is a great year to be looking for a coach. And there's a few reasons why. Penn State jobs open. Florida jobs open. Oklahoma State is open. Virginia Tech is open. Arkansas is open. Stanford is open. UCLA is open. I mean, I can keep going. And there might be other jobs. Wisconsin might be open. Florida State might be open.
But here's what's different, and I don't mean to cut you off. It's just giving you fuel to further make your point. It's different now, though. Because of NIL and because of the transfer portal, it's a different world of college football. It's, you have to weigh what is the most important criteria in finding a head coach. It's no longer, you know, being the X's and O's guys who can go out and recruit the hell out of high school. That's not it anymore. And not by a long shot. Now it's better be good at X's and O's, but better have the ability to fundraise and make sure that, and if you're a coach, the best jobs are no longer tied to the programs that were traditional greats. Now it's tied to which school has the deepest pockets. You know, would it surprise you? I guess maybe it would. It would maybe surprise all of us. But I'm surprised to a point that a school like Harvard hasn't decided, you know what? We've got more billionaires that we have graduated from our university by like threefold over the next school or whatever the number is. I looked this up last week. It's an insane amount of billionaires that Harvard has. If they ever decided, you know what, we're going to lower our standards, because really what football, college football has become is it's professional football. It's no longer tied to necessarily representing the university and being a student athlete and all that. What's to stop Harvard or Stanford, for instance, who has been a power at times. I mean, a power is a strong word, but that's another school that has an incredible amount of billionaires in their alumni that they can just step up and say, yeah, you know what? Here's a grant of $20 million. Go and do what you want.
Anyway, as I was saying, there's a lot of coaching jobs open. I'm talking about the volume, okay? The volume of coaching jobs this year is pretty high. You keep going with Oregon State and Kent State and UAB and jobs that could be added to this list. Some of them, you know, huge jobs, some of them not so much. And that's why I'm asking, is this an atypical year? Because if it is, if we think this year is different, is this the year that you want to be looking for a coach? And here's something that started to happen last week, and I bet it's going to happen more. Athletic departments are playing defense. Indiana signed Kurt Cignetti. That's a fend move. We're fending off all comers. Anybody who wants our guy.
Staving off competition.
Staving off anybody who's trying to lure away our guy. What do you think's going on at Ole Miss right now with Lane Kiffin? What do you think's going on at Texas A&M with Mike Elko? And you might say, well, it's not about Michigan State getting those guys. But if Lane Kiffin was going to go to Florida, now somebody else goes to Florida if he re-ups with Ole Miss. If Mike Elko has Penn State ties. If he stays at Texas A&M, somebody else goes to Penn State. And you start this trickle-down effect where between the defense that gets played and the number of jobs that are open, the pool of good candidates might not be the same. Now, that doesn't mean you don't do it, but it's just something to keep in mind.
Well, that's why I say, I mean, the former traditional powers, it's no longer traditional powers. For if you're Lane Kiffin, are you going to Florida because Florida has been an SEC power in the past? Or, you know, what's their status with their alumni base and how much they're willing to fundraise?
Well,
because that's what it comes down to.
And big programs get a new coach bump. Most of them get new coach bumps. Where the new coach comes in and everybody's excited. And I want to be a part of this and ride the wave and get on board. So I think most of these jobs that we've talked about at the top of the food chain, like I'll tell you, an underrated job right now is Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech has accessibility to Washington, D.C. talent. I will put together staff with a lot of Washington, D.C. ties, and they're in the ACC. And life in the ACC is different than life in the Big Ten of the SEC. But anyway, long story short, it's just something to keep in mind. It's a weird hiring cycle. I also tell you something else that's weird going on. Nebraska plays Northwestern this weekend. And there's been talk about Matt Rhule to Penn State. But Matt Rhule just lost to Minnesota. And people are starting to look at his record. And the whole three-year thing is when his programs have taken off. And it's not exactly taking off this year at Nebraska. If they lose to Northwestern this weekend, I wonder if he's not only losing his way out of a Penn State opportunity, if he's losing his way out of his job at Nebraska.
Sure.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Nadine, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Nadine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, first time caller. I've never called in, so.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Love listening to you guys. I was just saying, for me personally, I've been a Michigan State fan my whole life, and I just feel like we've lost the excitement in the program. And to get somebody like a Dan Campbell who had an investment, and like he played for the Lions, so what it was is he wanted to see them win. We need someone that brings that excitement but has, you know, like it has the love for Michigan State like we do, and just to bring that excitement back into the program, kind of like an Izzo does, you know, just keeps it going.
Now, Mark D'Antonio was that guy.
100%. But it's like, instead of bringing him back again, it's almost finding someone like him.
Yeah, no, I understand the point. Yeah, that's why I bring it up, because it's recent. Yeah. Like someone like D'Antonio had been here before as an assistant coach and under Nick Saban and then that. And you got to find who's there in that tree. If you want somebody that has Spartan ties, unfortunately, you know, there aren't many out there that have that head coaching experience, which I think is something that's kind of meaningful, is to have head coaching experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, otherwise.
Is that Narduzzi?
I mean, I don't know if Nardog wants to come back or if he's happy with life in Pitt. And I don't know if, I mean, he's tough as nails and he has tough teams, but I'm not going to be all terribly excited if that's a hire.
But it's kind of like we bring in that grit and like, you know, like Dan Campbell does, where it's like it's bringing in that excitement, but also the getting the players in unity. Like, we don't have, I don't feel like we have unity right now at Michigan State when it comes to football. We go, we tailgate, we just, okay, that's great. Like, there's not the excitement around the traditions, the winning, the, you know, any of that right now.
Yeah, and there's no question that Jonathan Smith isn't is not a guy who's going to instill enthusiasm.
Well, he doesn't win at the podium.
And passion. Well, that's the thing. That's you don't see it. You don't see it at the podium. You don't see him on the sidelines where he's all fiery. You don't see any of that. And I'm not saying he's a bad coach, because I think he's an X's
his
and O's
style,
guys.
His style is...
It's a different style. And what Nadine is saying is that she wants somebody that's got a different style altogether than Jonathan Smith. And she's not alone. There's a bunch of people who would like to see that. Some people want to say, go ahead and take a chance. Go ahead and hire Max Bulla away from Notre Dame to become your head coach, even though he's got no head coaching experience.
He's not been a coordinator yet, has he?
Is he the DC now?
I don't think so, but he might be.
No, the DC's Chris Ash, right? At Notre Dame? And they're struggling defensively, isn't it, Chris Ash?
He is. You're correct. He is the linebacker's coach right now.
All right.
So, I mean, to get that kind of a bump, it seems way early for a guy who's 33 years old to give him a head coaching gig. But, you know, some of the great coaches got their starts because somebody took a chance on him. But no head coaching experience, that's... I don't know if it's a red flag, but for some people, it's a non-starter.
Nadine, thank you for the phone call. Do call again, and we appreciate you listening. 248-539-9797. Get your predictions on the game. What do you think is going to happen? Give us a winner and a score. The path to victory for your team. We keep track of these and go back on Monday and see who does the best, like one of our Twitter guys did with the Lions and Tampa. None of us were really close. Nobody was close to 24-9, but... But we have one guy who was a close. I can't remember his name. I should look it up. Today at 11 a.m., the big old tub of pretzels. Question of the day.
Love it.
That's at 11 a.m. here on Carson Anderson. We got. Are you going to eat that in the noon hour? Also, the Birchie Kid. We'll talk trade deadline and health injuries. Who's coming back for the Detroit Lions from our Lions insider? That at 12:30. Talking Michigan, Michigan State to open up the show. Getting the predictions as they come in regarding Michigan. Scott writes in. I think Michigan having the Ohio State game at the end of the year is like a ticket to the playoff for Michigan. If they stay at two losses, beat Ohio State, barring the Buckeyes spinning out of control and losing a couple, then if Michigan wins the Big Ten championship, they're a lock. Well, if they win the Big Ten championship, yeah. Question is, if they beat Ohio State and either A, don't go to the Big Ten championship game, or B, lose the Big Ten championship game, that's a lot. We have a long way to go to get there, but that's what has become the goal, is to get to that game at 9-2. Randy Livonia writes, in Spartans rooting for a loss so they can get a new coach. I want to know who they think they're going to get to replace Smith. Wasn't Smith already like a choice 4, 5, or 6 during the last search? Not sure what makes you think anyone with a name wants to go to East Lansing to coach. I think Sparty's going to go get the Ferris coach, or maybe wait to see if Brian Kelly gets canned by LSU. Other than that, good luck with the next 32-year-old play-calling genius OC that you come up with. That's from Randy.
Yeah, and isn't the Ferris coach older?
Tony Anise?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
when he was like at Montrose or Chesaning when I was at Channel 25.
Wow.
One of those schools. Let's see which one it was. And I remember covering Tony Anise back in the day. He is 60. It says 63/4 on Wikipedia. It doesn't have his exact birth date. He was at Montrose when I was at Channel 25. And they were really good. I remember covering the Montrose. What are they? I don't know what their nickname is. Is it really relevant? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. But I don't know if that's, you know, to get that promotion from Ferris to the next level, like the Big Ten. I'm not sure. Like, again, I don't think there's that big name that's out there. Like, you know, a couple years ago when they were doing their search, and everybody got all hot and bothered about Urban Meyer, and there were all those rumors going around. And, I mean, you know, Urban kind of laughed it off. And in the end, they didn't get Urban Meyer, and neither is anybody else. Urban Meyer, and according to what you've said, with your conversation with Herbs, because you and Herbs are good friends now.
We're not, but we, I was standing there when he said it.
It seems that he's pretty content of not coaching in this current
he's
form
loving
of
his
college
life.
Football.
He's loving his life right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, now, you got to start, you know, who's the hottest coach in football right now that is ready to take a jump to another university? I mean, the coach at Vandy really likes what he's doing at Vandy. He's saying all the right things to stay there, and yet I feel like he's going to get plucked by somebody. The coach at Georgia Tech is a hot name right now. The coach at South Florida is a hot name right now.
And all those guys, specifically Georgia Tech and Vandy, are trying to play defense. They're trying to lock their guys up. And that's the one thing about this whole idea of going to get a coach is the pool is going to start to shrink here real quick. So anyway, it makes it a challenging year to be finding a coach. 248-539-9797. More feedback here. I'm nervous with this game because play calling on Michigan's offensive side. Moore is going to want to force runs. Well, Gator, what do you think of Michigan State's run defense?
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's been good at all. Outside from the first game or two of the season, they just have not looked like this stout group. They got manhandled by USC, but then again, USC did that to Michigan also. So maybe I shouldn't be so down on them, but it just seems like the defense up front has been lacking. I think they've got a couple of good players in that front seven, but as a unit, I don't think they do a very good job of stopping the run.
I'm trying to find their game-by-game rushing yards allowed, which can be telling. There's opponent stats. Opponents. Rushing yards since the non-conference. USC, 40 carries, 289 yards. Nebraska, 31 carries, 67 yards.
That was a good job there.
UCLA, 43 carries, 238 yards. Indiana, 28 carries, 132 yards. 248-539-9797. I mean, again, this is why I say rivalry games, often the best version of yourself comes out. And if, like, the Nebraska run defense shows up.
Look, I don't think it's impossible for Michigan State to win the game. There have been years past where I've like they have absolutely no shot. This is not how I feel about the team this year because we've seen them play parts of games. I had a half a game against Indiana, who's a pretty good football team, where they competed. We saw them close the gap. It was 31-24 going into the fourth quarter at USC, and then they fell apart. But they've competed. I think they will compete very strongly tomorrow night. I think that the key players are saying the right things in public, and from what I understand, they've had a pretty good week of practice, and they're really focused on this week, as they should. They should be focused. The students hear it all. I mean, they're going to class, and they're here, and I'm sure that there are other students coming up to them and saying some rather nasty things to them, and they're probably getting some encouraging words too, but they don't want to be the laughing stock. They don't want to hang their heads low on Monday. There's pride that's involved, and that's why this rivalry game always means something.
Let's go to RJ in Detroit. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, RJ.
Hi. Good morning, fellas. So I'm not a Michigan State person. I mean, I came here to go to school in Michigan, but I never really adopted the evil empire. So I sort of flirted with Michigan State football, and I got to say, I think, I'd love to see Michigan State take down Michigan. But, you know, in terms of, you know, future coaches, the names that everybody wants to drop are Clark D and Brent Key. But the issue is that they're both alums of their respective programs. So there's like virtually no shot you're going to steal them away. These are dream jobs. The guys that I think you have to really keep an eye on, you know, I really appreciate Gator mentioning like NIL is the future of football. I'm a Mizzou guy. Drinkwitz is not a Midwesterner, but he's killed it in recruiting. And he's done it because of NIL. And I think a guy like Alex Golesh at USF, right? He's a Tennessee guy, but, like, he can recruit portal. And the big name that no one's talking about is the DC at Miami, Corey Heatherman. He's, like, mid-30s, but he's a Cignetti guy, and he's got the Miami defense rolling. And he was at Minnesota DC. So he understands Big Ten football, but he also understands recruiting. I think he would crush it at Michigan State.
Well, and anyway, Golesh is he's a Midwest guy. He went to Ohio State. He's coached at Ohio State, Northern Illinois, Toledo. He coached at Illinois, Iowa State, and then in 2020, went over to Central Florida and then to Tennessee and South Florida. But that is a guy that, I mean, I've heard his name bannered around Michigan State circles. If you're looking at coaches, look at this guy. They're off to a 6-1 start this year at South Florida. They went 7-6 in each of his first 2 years there, and this is the year that they're making that run. And, you know, a guy with Midwest ties certainly is helpful. And he's young, only 41 years old.
What about Corey Heatherman?
I don't know.
DC at Miami, he mentioned. He's never been a head coach. I don't know how much that matters to you.
I mean, it matters a little bit, but being a guy who's, I mean, he's from Massachusetts, went to Fichtsburg State, Doug. Fichtsburg State.
Isn't it Fitchburg?
I don't care. Fichtsburg. Is it Fitch? Yeah, there is a T there, isn't there? Fichtsburg State.
I never heard of Fichtsburg.
I never heard of Fichtsburg either. So, but he's coached the first half of his career were in smaller schools and then finally got a job at Maine.
Hold on.
James Madison.
I just brought up his resume. He was the offensive coordinator with the Corinthian Black Lions.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be some investigating. An Austrian-American football team from Klagenfurt, Austria. Let's go.
But he spent time in the Big Ten. He was at linebackers coach at Rutgers for a couple of years. Last year was Minnesota Golden Gophers defensive coordinator and linebackers coach. And now he's over at Miami. I'm open to anything, you know, but I'm going to also wait for the season to finish up. If I'm going to fire Jonathan Smith, it's not going to be likely during the season.
I want to get some Corinthian Black Lions gear.
See what's up, man.
Yeah, that's a sick name. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, more predictions coming in here on Michigan and Michigan State. Guys, this is a rivalry game, so it won't be a blowout. Michigan State will drive down the field and come up short on a fourth down play. Michigan 31, Michigan State 27. That's from Quentin.
Will Michigan State try to pitch it to the outside and get the yard?
This anything can happen in a rivalry talk is dead wrong when you consider Smith is lifeless and seems not to have a clue what the rivalry is.
I don't think Michigan's team has shown enough for me to say that they're going to blow a team out winning 40-0 either. You know, Michigan's still growing too. I think Michigan is really talented, but they're still a growing team. And I think Michigan State is a team that, you know, stunts their growth because they can't compete for four quarters.
Well, you got to win in the trenches, right? And Michigan has three redshirt freshmen in the offensive line.
They're starting?
Yeah. They have two true freshmen and another. And I mean, when Jordan Marshall's in there, they can have six freshman eligible players on the field. And so when you say Michigan's young and growing, you are correct. Michigan State, people say they want them to lose. It's just a disclaimer defense mechanism. That's from Greg. Well, whatever. I mean, fans can feel however they want. Big old tub of pretzels. Got more Michigan State talk coming up. We'll talk some Lions in the noon hour. Red Wings last night. Ugh. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.